The 50-ton turbine blade spans about the length of a football field and was manufactured by General Electric. The company hopes the blade will be used in upcoming offshore wind farms, particularly south of Martha's Vineyard on the Mayflower Wind Project, which has yet to choose a turbine manufacturer. Stephen Pike of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center says more powerful blades can mean fewer turbines in the water overall.
You would see 20% fewer machines out in the water. So if you're doing an 800 megawatt project, you have ballpark 84 machines. With a 12 megawatt machine, you'd have 65 to 70.
The blade will be tested for structural integrity over the next few months, with General Electric planning to roll out the full machine in the next 3 years. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.